What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Mistakes Were Made podcast. My name is Matt, and I am...
My name is Bags.
...graced here with Bags. That's his actual name.
No, it's not.
Birth certificate, it just says Bags. It's like McLovin.
This our intro music reminds me of Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's what I was going for.
Soundtrack song.
Yeah, I was trying to get like something retro-y. Style. Yeah,
that's what,
that's what I was going with, just because I think it's... I think it fits, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so we're going to try to structure this one a bit better than the last one. And basically just going to kind of go over some of the topics right in the beginning, and then we can kind of dive deeper into some other topics afterwards. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about the Culling 2. You guys probably saw a lot of stuff that's going on with that. And also San Diego Comic-Con movies such as Aquaman and Shazam that on Saturday had trailers released. So we'll be talking about that. And Bags actually hasn't seen the trailers yet.
No.
So we're going to be watching them on here, getting initial reactions from Bags. It's going to be prime.
Yeah, we'll see.
Then also I want to talk about Nintendo suing ROM sites. If you guys saw that, basically they're... trying to shut down these big ROM sites that are, you know, just giving away games for free, essentially. So, and then there's some other stuff. We got some updates for some games we want to talk about. And just some other kind of random stuff we'll touch on. But we'll go right into the Culling 2 here. You guys probably saw what happened. basically, the developer, I believe it's pronounced like Xavient or something. Xavient?
I don't know the developer's name.
Yeah, so basically, the Culling originally was a battle royale that was melee based.
It was one of the first waves of battle.
Yeah, it was like the first wave.
Like, it wasn't. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
when I played
it. And it had sort of like a Borderlands sort of humor
it was,
to it.
It was more, yeah, that with a little voice acting of like the machines and stuff. But it was, to me, I watched the Hunger Games with my girlfriend this weekend.
Yeah, did you?
And these games are based off that, right?
Mm.
So. I feel like
that's the end of the podcast.
The Culling was like more geared to be closer to what that the Hunger Games was. Like you find,
sure.
you get spears and shit.
Yeah,
but
I don't think the Hunger Games has you going down and getting an AK-47 and just
no. I mean, you can get guns like that in the Culling.
I know.
But
I'm just saying
that
the Culling was it was more melee based and primal, primal.
Yeah.
I guess you could say. So that game had a decent amount of success, and then they kind of came out with a bunch of updates that didn't really sit well with the community, so the player base dropped. And if you actually look on like steamcharts.com, you can really see like the peak for the player base, and then it just completely drops off after like each update. So for some reason, the developers
decided to ghost launch Culling 2.
Yeah. Instead of fixing the first game, they decided, hey, let's come out with the Culling 2, which is nothing like the first game.
And it was like they announced it, and 2 days later, the game came out.
Right.
Like it was just.
There was no marketing at all.
How can you. Even on a good game, how do you expect a good turnaround?
Yeah.
When
it doesn't make
two
any
days.
Sense. And basically. The game looked like a really, really shitty version of PUBG. It looked worse than H1Z1.
I think the description was like the Culling more focused on like range combat.
The Culling 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not what people wanted. They just came out with something that people didn't want at all.
Just go play PUBG. You didn't want that. Just go play PUBG.
Yeah,
exactly. There.
Yeah, there's a million of those.
Or even Fortnite. It's free.
Yeah. And they also charge for it.
It's
so
$20, I think.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
They actually... did you see the numbers for the Culling 2?
I looked on steamcharts.com. The peak players when the game was still live was like 12. It was like 12 people.
The max was 200. That's what
really?
It maxed at 200 at one point.
Oh my god.
I think last week, Thursday or Friday, like it was one or two.
Yeah.
Like somebody, I think maybe IGN, I don't know. Somebody won the match as soon as they jumped out of the plane. The match ended and they said they won because they were the only person in the game.
That's so funny.
But it's like the things they wanted to do with the Culling 2, they could have just done with the original Culling.
Yeah, and well, maybe. I mean, people didn't like it, apparently.
But
why? They were just trying to get money, whether they say it or not. Because they wouldn't be able to get money if they did it with the first game.
And first of all, when we first played the Culling, it was early access. The first Culling only went live.
Yeah.
This past October. Yeah. It hasn't even been out a year yet.
It's ridiculous. And basically, you guys might be able to tell, the game doesn't exist anymore, basically.
Yeah, they took it off.
It's not on Steam. Gone. They refunded everybody. They even came out with an apology video. This was all, within a week of the game releasing.
The people
out with an apology video about the game releasing. It was terrible.
The people I was listening to were like, you could feel bad for them, but I'm like, yeah, I feel bad for them, but they literally did the dumbest things you could do.
I don't feel bad at all.
I mean, I feel bad comparing it to Cliffy B, but he pretty much, they made Radical Heights just to make money.
Right,
and it's like, these guys are like, this genre's big, let's just make money.
Well, at least Radical Heights lasted more than a week.
Well, yeah, no, yeah. I know. But it's like, the Culling, those are things you could just do in updates.
Yeah.
You don't need to do a whole nother game.
Yeah, I don't, but now they actually are... They're going back, and I believe on the test server for the original Culling, they're doing a day one sort of mode or server, so that
Honestly, I would play that.
Yeah,
the original Culling.
Basically, they're bringing it back to the original feeling of the Culling, but they should have done that in the first place, because the entire community, after every update, was saying, can you make it like it was on day one, please? Yeah. And they just didn't. But now they are, after releasing a second game... And screwing that up, and now at least they got there. Yeah, but it's just like,
it's just
at this point, can you even trust that developer? I don't know.
I wouldn't buy anything.
I wouldn't buy anything else from them, to be honest.
It's just, that's the dumbest thing. And they ghost launched it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it's not even like months either.
I just saw a tweet. It was like the Culling 2 is out.
Bethesda sort of did that with Fallout 4. They're like, all right, this, you'll be able to play it this year or whatever. Like they showed it and it's like, it's out in 3 months.
Right,
These people just said it was out and 2 days later the game was out.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to do a Fallout on the E3 stage.
We can't compare Bethesda to
whatever. And Fallout 4 people loved. And people wanted it. That was the biggest thing. People wanted Fallout 4.
Let's not fix our broken game. Let's just make a new broken game.
I just don't understand. It's just ridiculous.
But that, the market for, any of these smaller companies who want in on the Battle Royale genre, it's done. You're not getting in.
Yeah.
Unless you do
something really unique that people
can... Yeah, but what can they even do?
I don't know.
Like PUBG and Fortnite are the kings.
Right.
And now you have... Call of Duty and Battlefield, those companies will crush you.
Well, I mean, personally, I feel like when PUBG was out in its prime, people were like, how can it get better than this? And then Fortnite did their own thing with building. And, no one ever thought, it would be great to have building in Battle Royale.
Honestly, I think Fortnite should thank PUBG for its success. Because a lot of, you go to schools, you go to, the kids I coach, they're all playing Fortnite.
Yeah,
because it's they see that all their favorite Twitch streamers, YouTubers are playing PUBG, this Battle Royale game, but it's money, and a lot of these younger kids don't have money. Their parents won't buy them games, whatever. Now this game comes out that is free, and then everybody plays it.
That's I have some younger cousins, and when they see on their Xbox that there's Player Unknown Battlegrounds for $30 or whatever it is, and then there's Fortnite Battle Royale for free, they're just going to download, Amos.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He just downloaded Fortnite. He's like, oh, I'm going to try
Fortnite
this.
Fortnite is such a big success, in my opinion, because of PUBG, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Yep. Just for the comparison's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
If
PUBG was free, I don't think that Fortnite would have this much success. I think it would still be successful.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Fortnite was really the first one that broke out into, the free BR. Now you see a bunch of things kind of doing
now
that.
They're trying, but it's
Fortnite's already so far ahead.
It's a culture. It's like Minecraft.
Yeah.
How Minecraft is. They're making Fortnite pops.
That's insane too, because there are so many characters for Fortnite.
Yeah, I saw one. It's the dude with the lizard,
the That's cool. But yeah, it's just a huge moneymaker.
I mean, and
Nicoline tried to jump on that train.
And it failed.
And it failed because they were way, they tried to jump on the train when there was only tracks in front of them, essentially. So
it's like one of those things that you can, one of those, like the seesaw train thing.
Yeah,
but there's no seesaw. You're just standing on a platform that can't move.
Exactly.
I don't know. I won't try it. Maybe I'll play I like the original Culling. I had fun.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't. We already own it, so it doesn't hurt to try it. It's
there's
just
no players. No player.
It's just it's a matter of like, do you want to invest the time right now to actually download it and play it when there's already other stuff to play? So, yeah.
I don't know. It's just such a bonehead move. It's such a, to me, it looks so selfish, and people will probably disagree with me, but it looks so selfish to me.
Yeah.
Like, let's just try to make some quick money, and like, you barely support your other game, and you don't do the things the players want.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. Like, you saw Cliffy B, like, he even said, like, we're doing this because we need revenue to make more games, and that game tanked, and they had to close their company.
Yep.
Like, I don't know. That
it's that, too saturated. That company was just full of bad decisions with timing. Like, the timing was so bad.
Why did they release, what was that?
Lawbreakers.
Lawbreakers, like, right after Overwatch.
Yeah, and then everyone compares it to Overwatch, even though it wasn't really like Overwatch.
The other game, the Gearbox game.
Yeah, Battleborn.
Yeah, Overwatch crushed them, too.
Yeah, but then they ended up going free-to-play, but then I think they shut down. But if imagine they came out free-to-play.
Yeah, everybody would play that.
Right,
it's like the Fortnite effect.
Exactly, yeah. The Fortnite effect. Let's coin the phrase. It's the Fortnite effect.
But I mean,
just make a game free to play, and you'll get players.
Fortnite's technically still in early access, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Save the World that you have to pay for that, right?
You do. Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, I think it's like $30.
Yeah, but nobody wants to play that.
Yeah. Although I will say I did hop into, we're kind of drifting here, but I did hop into Save the World not too long ago, and it is a really different experience, like even just from the item management, like as far as like, it's not like you can't play it like it's BR, like it doesn't feel the same, like even running like a stamina thing and all this stuff. So it is a different experience. It's just I don't think people are gonna pay for it, unless rumors are that it's gonna go free to play eventually, which
if it does, people will try I don't think it'll get the players that Battle Royale has though.
That game had a lot of issues, though, in the late game.
It was like pay to win, right?
Yeah, so, and there's, I mean, they've still been updating it, but it's just like, the players are in the battle
royale. I'm glad
they're
still updating it.
Yeah.
They haven't given up on it, but they have, they're swimming in money, so it's like.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people think they're just going to make it free to play, because what's $30, you know?
Yeah.
When they're making $30 a skin for BR, you know, or whatever.
I bet Cliffy B wishes he stayed at Epic. I remember that when they first announced Fortnite and he was talking about it after Gears 3.
Me too.
And now it's this like insane juggernaut.
Yeah.
But
although maybe Fortnite wouldn't be what it is now if Cliffy B was still there. Like maybe
that's true. Because
it was a different game.
You should
then,
just go to Montreal and work with Rod on Gears.
Yeah, he should.
But I don't think he's gonna do that.
No, I don't think so either.
But
all right, so transition into San Diego Comic-Con movies, Aquaman and Shazam. Which trailer do you want to watch first? What are you more...
Shazam?
You want to do Shazam? I love this trailer. I did not
even
know...
I don't know anything about Shazam.
I don't know anything about it either.
For the people listening, I'm not a DC guy. Like, I listen to Marvel.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, because I told you I wanted to talk about Justice League.
Yeah.
If we ever have Tom here, we should revisit some of these topics.
I agree.
About DC, because he knows way more.
Yeah. And by the way, Tom... Go check out the Tommy John Show with Dan D-Train Dizzle and T Tom Train Tizzle. Tommy John Show. Check them out. That's Tommy JAWNZ. They're also on Patreon. Go check them out, guys. Really awesome podcast. They've got a bunch of episodes already. They're on iTunes, Google Podcasts. They're in your living room. Awesome podcast. Go check them out. But for now... The Shazam trailer. Have you ever seen the show Chuck?
I mean, I know of it. I don't remember.
The main guy is Shazam.
Okay.
And I love that guy. I love the show Chuck. Okay. So that's
like, I don't know anything about his. Does he? I'm assuming his powers.
You'll see. Right, you'll see. Right. I don't know anything. I didn't know anything either. I didn't even know this was coming out.
I thought it was, honestly, I'm going to be honest.
A TV show.
I thought it was a joke.
Oh, really?
Like, I thought it was like, I just thought people were like,
Shazam!
Yeah, whatever. Play the trailer. All
right, here we go.
You've run from foster homes in 6 counties. I can take care of myself.
Oh, you see Jack in the car.
Give these people a chance, because that's what they're giving you. This is Billy Batson. Make sure you make him feel at home. They seem nice.
He's an it.
He gets real Game of Thrones around here. Dude, just messing around.
Yeah, he's
you
an
look
it.
At me and you're like, why so dark? You're a disabled foster kid. You've got it all. If you could have one
yeah, but when does he show up?
Everybody chooses flight. You know why? So they can fly away from this conversation. No, because heroes fly.
Beat up the cripple.
Yeah, that's
family to stand up for you. Hey, man, sorry about that. Go, 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 family! Get out the way.
I'm very confused.
You'll see.
Like, who is this kid?
Don't worry.
Billy Batson. I choose you as champion.
Was that Kryptonian writing?
I don't know.
It looked like it kinda.
Hello?
Say my name so my powers may flow through you.
But I don't know your name, sir.
Shazam.
Are you for real? Say it! Shazam?
But now he's an adult?
This means Billy!
Oh, God.
Knows anything about this Caped Crusader stuff.
Can I?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy, right?
What are your superpowers?
Superpowers, dude? I don't even know how to pee in this thing.
AM to the BM, BM to the A. You have super strength.
Is he always an adult?
You'll see, you'll see. I still rock and save the gold. If I quit this
season, I still be okay? Why are you talking? BM. Sit down. You know, I don't think that's gonna buff out.
Your phone charged. Your phone charged.
What the hell?
You're like a bad guy, right? See, I don't.
See?
Oh, when he says and he changes.
You have bullet immunity!
I'm bulletproof.
You're dead.
Alright, alright.
Window,
but you're welcome for not getting robbed.
Oh, hey, sup, I'm a superhero.
Okay, I like that.
I like it too, yeah. I can't wait for it, to be honest.
That is different than any other DC movie.
I know, right?
So it might be really good.
Yeah, this is like the Thor Ragnarok of the DC movies.
Okay.
Like, it seems like it's
going to
be
cool.
Like humor-based.
Yeah.
It's
very different. I didn't know I don't know anything about Shazam.
I
know more about Marvel stuff.
Yeah, but it looks great, and I love that guy.
Do you think they're gonna tie him exactly into like all the other stuff they're trying to do?
Maybe, I don't know.
Like have him with like the Justice League.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. That would be like if Deadpool.
I mean,
join.
Right?
The Avengers.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, let me see the next trailer.
This is Aquaman. Okay. This is...
Somebody told me that this was bad, that this trailer was not good.
I think it looks pretty sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, to be honest.
Like, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know.
Let's see.
My father was a lighthouse keeper.
Okay. Oh, he's... Okay, isn't he half and half? That's what Aquaman is,
I think,
right?
So,
he's
half.
It's a way of bringing people together.
Check it out. Arthur is talking to the fish.
Oh, that shark is pissed.
They made me what I am.
Do you know what?
Looking for you.
Your half-brother, King Orm, is about to declare war upon the surface world. The only way to stop this war is for you to take your rightful place as king.
Trust me, I am no king.
You do your best thinking when you're not thinking at all.
That was the worst pep talk ever.
I want to strap in.
Alright.
Turtles, bruh. James Wan. This is pretty fucking sick right there.
Oh, wow.
That's exactly why you are worthy.
Is that Kevin Hart? That
no, no. Kevin it's Hart. Not Kevin. He's in a Netflix show.
Okay.
The war is coming to the surface.
Black Manta.
I'm bringing the wrath of the seven seas.
He's Black Manta, that guy.
Okay.
Kevin Hart looking dude? Yeah.
That's a freaking... That's a goat.
There you go.
Okay.
Bam.
It looked pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
I didn't like the CG of the shark in the tank, though.
Yeah, well, and that's because you hate sharks.
Yeah, but still.
Wait, in the beginning here?
Yeah, yeah.
With the kid?
The CG didn't look good to me. Everything else did. Like when the shark, yeah, that part.
Oh, right there?
Yeah, like when the shark starts to ram, it doesn't look like that.
That looks fine.
It looks okay. But it looks cool.
Yeah.
I think I don't think the trailer's bad. Like I'm
interested. Like
I'm gonna see the movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna see it as well. I mean,
but does this happen before or after Justice League?
I don't know.
Because he does go to Atlantis for a moment in Justice League.
Yeah.
Like so, I don't know.
But I'm excited because he just seems like he's gonna be a pretty good Aquaman.
Like, I hope
just
so.
Like he's a badass, you know? Like
yeah. A lot of these DC movies, I don't think it's the acting. I think it's the writing and the stories they pick and whatever they change in the comics. Like, I think that's why they fail and everything's really rushed. But
we'll see. I mean, this one definitely isn't rushed as far as... Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I think they've been working on this for a while.
Story-wise and stuff, I hope.
But,
like, it seems like they rushed Batman into everything.
Yeah.
Like, Ben Affleck's Batman, you know? So, I don't know. But they both look cool. I think I think I'm more excited for Shazam.
Yeah, just because it's funny. It's just
and I think
it was a nice surprise.
Aquaman comes out in December, right?
Yes, it does. Yeah. December 21st, I think.
Yeah,
so.
There's a bunch of movies.
Yeah, the Spider-Man one.
Yeah,
comes out.
That one I'm most excited for. Yeah, just because it's Spider-Man. But
Speaking of that, I went to the comic book store this week.
Oh, yeah. Did you get that?
I got Spider-Man issue 1, just because I was already over there. And they called and said that they had my Gears comics.
Oh, so you got that too?
So I picked them up.
I read
got the Spider-Man one.
I'm caught up on the Venom comics we talked about last time. Except Venom 4 comes out Wednesday. So I'm trying to go after Wednesday.
I got Avengers everything. 5, too.
Yeah, I need that.
Did we get 4?
I thought so.
Okay, because I haven't read them yet.
I thought so. I'm only caught up on Venom, and it's really good.
Yeah.
Venom's really good.
Cool. Also, speaking of movies, this is sort of related to movies. You know I have MoviePass, right?
I saw your tweet.
You did,
yeah.
So I canceled MoviePass, $10 a month, and then what they're doing now is charging you extra, like a fee, if it's
like
a popular showtime.
Oh, so
and
if you go at 7 o'clock at night on a Friday, it's more money.
Yeah, it's more money. Like they'll charge you like $4 or $5, like $4 or $5.
So it's $4 or $5 for just that ticket that you're buying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, $4 or $5 more, like so $10 a month, and then basically $4 or $5 for the ticket. Yeah.
Okay, so if you go to like say you see one movie a week,
yeah,
so that could be $20. So then MoviePass costing you $30.
Yeah, or if like there's a Infinity War, I probably wouldn't have been able to see it like the first two weekends because every Showtime was probably
like considered a popular
popular
unless
Showtime.
Unless you went and just bought it.
But that's the thing is like people were really upset because they didn't know MoviePass never said what their criteria was for popular Showtime, and people were taking pictures in the theater and they were the only one in the theater
and they were charging
for a popular Showtime.
They're probably losing money on MoviePass. That's why.
So I canceled that and I bought the AMC one.
Yeah,
$20 a month. But I can reserve tickets. It's up to three movies a week.
I actually, I saw Ant-Man again on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I saw the commercial like for it.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of stuff.
And I can also see the same, like if I want to see the same movie three times in one day, I can do that.
You can't do that.
Yeah. MoviePass, it's only one movie and then you're done with that movie.
I know my girlfriend was thinking about getting MoviePass.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to go with the AMC one.
Yeah. Just more convenient and. Yeah. They can also, you can have it set, like,
except
they can deliver stuff.
Except can use the AMC one?
No, I can't.
Do it there.
Yeah, but that's fine.
You go with
AMC.
Your girlfriend or your fiance a lot. And
yeah, she's canceling her MoviePass, too, to get AMC.
I go with my girlfriend, we're always going to AMC movies, but when I go to you guys, we go to the Howl one. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
But, and also, they actually, I didn't know this. But I can order snacks ahead of time and they'll bring it to my seat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I might try that once and then.
I want to go to one of the dine-in theaters.
Yeah, they have. I can make reservation on that too.
There's one like a half hour away from here.
Yeah. We should. I mean, there's on the app, it showed like four or five of them in Jersey.
Yeah, I know there's a couple. I only know where that one is.
You're right, yeah. One of them is where. We took the train to go to the Devil's game.
Oh, yeah. Edison?
It's Menlo Park.
Okay. Yeah, Menlo Park.
But I don't know. Yeah,
that's what
mall.
I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. Because there's one in Bridgewater, too, somewhere.
Yes, I think.
So I don't know how far that is. I have no idea. But anyway, so I did that. That was cool. I'll try it out. Maybe one day after work, I'll just go to the movies or something. We'll see. I still have to see Jurassic World.
I never saw it either.
Yeah, so
I would see it. Everybody's like, it's wishy-washy.
Yeah, but
just see the Ant-Man again or like the Incredibles. Or
yeah, maybe we'll see. All right, so and we can kind of drift because we were just talking about superheroes. So Spider-Man PS4. Was announced and it's PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
And it looks awesome.
It looks so sick.
It's all red and then it's got the big Spider-Man logo on it and the controller's all red. I don't know what the controller looks like.
Does it have the logo on it?
It's
red and the triggers are white.
Oh, okay.
Like the buttons and stuff are white, but the controller is red.
Yeah.
It's cool.
$400. Mm-hmm.
You get a copy of the game.
You get a copy of the game with it and it's a PS4 Pro as well. And it comes out the same day as the game, September 7th.
September 7th, yeah.
Apparently Amazon pre-orders are
sold out. Looked today and it said this item's not available.
Okay.
So I guess there's
It's either not available or it's either sold out or not on sale yet.
Yeah.
One or the other.
But I mean, I went to, because Walmart had a deal for it.
Oh,
yeah. Because it had, like, free shipping or something.
Yeah.
And you could still do it there, so I'm not worried about, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably going to get this.
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm going to get it.
I don't know if I am.
How much does a regular PS4 Pro sell on retail now? Is it 400?
I want to say it's 400, yeah.
I could probably get 250 for mine. So I could flip that and then...
Yeah, but... I can probably get like 200 for mine because these sell for like 280, PS4 Slim. You might be able to get more for yours.
I might be able to get three for it,
But it's just like, is it worth it? Because like I played God of War on this and it still looked great, so I'm not... It's a sick looking console.
It's so cool.
But it's like, is it worth spending like $200 for that?
Like,
I don't know. For me,
like I told for me before, I have the 4K monitor, but my PS4 doesn't play 4K on it because I don't think it plays 4K through HDMI.
Yeah.
But the only thing kind of holding me back is it's so late in the PS4's life cycle that I don't like. How long is it going to be relevant
for? Yeah. Well, you know? I mean, the one thing you can think about though is. if you do end up getting the Spider-Man one, and let's say like the next generation comes out, like that one will always be worth more just because it's a limited edition.
That's true.
One. So for resale value, like if you're going to get PS5 at some point,
yeah,
you probably get a little bit, maybe like $50 more, yeah, just because it's a...
I mean, I think if it's 400, you know, if a PS4 Pro is 400 retail, you're getting the game for free almost. You're just buying the console.
Yeah.
Which is, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's so cool. And I don't know. I bought the Gears 3 Xbox 360.
Yeah.
But my my Xbox 360 was tanking at that point. Uh-huh. I have a PS4 Pro. It's like a year old.
Yeah.
I don't really have a reason to get this. Spider-Man's my favorite.
Does it come with a disc or the digital?
I think it's a disc.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'd have to buy the game then.
I think, yeah.
Unless... No, I don't care. Yeah. I'm going to get it anyway, but interesting. All right. Yeah, we'll see. But it looks great. Definitely look it up, guys.
I wonder if you reserve the console if you get those in-game skins for the game.
Probably. I'd imagine. You might... I know they said every skin that you can get for Spider-Man can be obtained through the game.
Okay.
So I'm sure they'll give it to you if you get the console, but I don't think they're going to do like a console exclusive one.
Oh, no, I didn't think that.
No, I know. I'm just saying, luckily, they're not doing that.
Iron Spider, the Punk Rock Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then the
was it Venom looking one or
no? It's like Velocity suit, I think it's called.
Oh, okay.
It's I think it's new. I'm not sure. Yeah. It looks different.
All
right. I'm super hyped for that game.
Yeah, me too.
I can't wait for that game.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. That's the thing about like game releases is like none of them really come out over the summer, so you're just like hungry for like the holiday season to start, and basically Spider-Man kicks that off right at the beginning of September.
Yeah, so it's and then I think Red Dead is a couple weeks after.
I think so. Yeah, I won't be getting that. No, but,
it's a sin that we don't play Red Dead.
But, I know. Yeah,
but honestly, that never appealed to me.
Yeah, I'm not really into Rockstar games.
I don't really like GTA. Like, I acknowledge that it's a good game and people love it, but it's just not for me.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels so clunky to me. And like, I don't know. I just don't like it. Yeah, it's just weird.
I never played any of the missions. I would just dig around in the open world. Yeah. And that was it. I actually had a thought today, if we're on this topic of like games and stuff, because I was listening to a podcast and they started talking about Horizon Zero Dawn, mm-hmm. the open worldness of things, and like I like open world games, but at the same time I don't like open world games.
Yeah,
because I don't have a ton of time to be wasting in this open world. I don't like Assassin's Creed. Like I haven't. Yeah. I'm trying to do the story. I'm streamlining story missions, so I'm just going from story mission to story mission.
Yeah,
and it's throwing this mission at me where I have to level my dude up.
Yep.
So I can beat it. It's like, I don't have time to just go kill people and collect fucking, like, bear pelts forever to just beat... I just want to beat the game. Like, I don't have time. That's why games like Wolfenstein I beat.
Yeah.
And God of War, they're just... Yeah, straightforward. Linear, I can just go through and beat them. Like that's
well, God of War is a little more open world. A little bit, still but it's
not
linear,
like... It's not like Horizon or Assassin's Creed.
Right, yeah.
Like, Horizon isn't even that bad. I beat that game. And honestly, Horizon, I wanted to do this side quest.
Yeah.
But Assassin's Creed, it's like, I don't want to go and fucking save this dude from a lion. I just want to go beat the story and see what happens.
Agree, yeah.
Like, for me, open world games, there's a point where the open worldness goes over the top.
Yeah.
Like I like that you can go anywhere and do anything, but I have a full-time job. I can't fucking go out.
I got you.
I mean, games like No Man's Sky, those are different. No, because that's not a story. Like, you're different.
I know.
Like, we go in together. Like,
No
Man's
Sky or Sea of Thieves, you're not, like,
I'm not trying to beat the story. Yeah, like, I'm playing with other people. Like, that's a different thing.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
That's not like when I say open world, I mean like Assassin's Creed and Horizon
and Fallout.
Yeah,
things like that. Witcher.
Like I can't. I don't have the time. I have like a girlfriend and friends and a job. I don't have the time to level up my guy. 15.
Well,
levels
maybe
so
you should get rid of your girlfriend and your friends and
work
on leveling up your people. No, God
like
damn
I,
it!
Like all my back. I was thinking about it today. All my backlog games, most of them are open world games.
Yeah.
Like Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
The Lord of the Rings game. I bought that, and I think Wolfenstein came out, and I stopped playing it.
Yeah.
Like I just stopped. Like, I don't know, man. I know some people love them. I'm because the game's open world doesn't mean I'm not gonna buy it.
Yeah.
Just give me a difficulty where I can just beat this
Spider-Man
linear story.
What about Spider-Man, Chris?
That's gonna be open world.
Because you're Spider-Man. See, I like for a game like God of War, like I consider that an open world game, but it also and like Horizon Zero Dawn. But like the side quests, they feel so satisfying as if they were main story things.
Yeah, that's funny.
That it's like that it's acceptable. But like I feel like in Assassin's Creed, yeah, like you're gonna go save some guy from a lion. It's like I never, this was a waste of time.
In Horizon and God of War, I never had an instance where I didn't have to change the difficulty, and I never had an instance where I had to go grind to beat a story mission.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed, I'm trying to beat it. And I can't, it's not even a boss fight. I just can't beat an NPC because he's like 7 levels higher than me.
Yep.
It's like, but I don't have time. I just don't have the time. And I want to beat Assassin's Creed. Like, Odyssey? No.
Origins.
Odyssey is the new one.
And Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I want to beat it. People love it. But I just, I have to freaking go get 15 bear belts.
Yeah, I know.
To fucking beat NPCs. And what happens when I get to the boss of that level or something? Like,
now you need 50 bear pelts and an acorn.
We have to go back and get the bear belts.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. You know,
like
that's the thing. That's why I like playing games. Like, I've been playing a lot of Sea of Thieves, Elder Scrolls Online, and I like playing No Man's Sky.
Those are games you can get in and get out.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is like I like that because it's like I hop in, I can do some stuff, but it's not like I never feel like, oh shit, I still never beat
it's
that
like,
game.
It's like you
right?
go in and play those games for
it's
an
just
hour.
An experience. Like it's
right,
just,
right.
Yeah.
You go in and you're satisfied. You played what you were there for.
Right.
I will go in and play Assassin's Creed. Grind for an hour and like that's so
do 1%
like,
on
yeah,
your
it's so boring
story,
to me
yeah.
in a game like Assassin's Creed to grind my character like I don't want to do that like and then I don't feel satisfied and I don't feel motivated to play the game anymore.
Yeah,
I mean Horizon's a great game. I felt that a little bit just because you get overwhelmed with like all this stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, and the story was good enough that I didn't feel that way, but Even God of War, like I don't know if my gear at the end of the game is good or not. Like, it was just I wasn't really paying attention to the stats and stuff. Like I just beat the game, like
yeah.
And I haven't played it since, but I found this out about myself. These story games, like I'm not gonna play the DLCs. I'm not gonna play like I'm just gonna beat the main story. And that's it. That's not done.
Yeah, we still never played the Horizon DLC.
I know. We have it. I just don't have any motivation to go back.
Yeah, and I have to relearn the controls. Right. And what the hell was I doing in the story and all this stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm not about to do that. Like,
I agree.
It doesn't mean they're bad games. It's just because everybody has their own preference.
Yeah, and everyone's got their own amount of time they can sink into. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So, we're going to move on from there.
That's fun.
And you know what? This is a good segue into the No Man's Sky update and the Sea of Thieves update. So I'll just briefly go over this. So huge update coming tomorrow, July 24th for No Man's Sky. It's introducing multiplayer, and it's also introducing third person. So you can finally play the whole game in third person if you want.
That is cool.
And it looks great. And they also revamped like the way everything looks. There's now oceans in the game that are like super deep as far as like real oceans. There's like trenches and stuff.
I'm gonna reinstall it.
Yeah. And what's interesting as well is that you know, they increased like the base building limit. They did so much stuff for this. And people already got their hands on the game because it's coming out for Xbox One tomorrow and those copies have the update already. But just
physical copies?
Yeah. Just not the full update. Like, there's going to be a day one patch too.
Okay.
So they have most of the update already. So people who got those copies early have been leaking footage of everything. Yeah.
Now,
so
question.
Yeah.
If we wanted to play together, do we spawn together?
Yeah.
Like,
so
how does that work?
The way
because
that it works,
it's huge. Like I
no right.
Sky,
yeah. It. No. Basically, it's going to take you 10 years to just find me.
Okay. Seems to go with the trend of the game.
Yeah. So the way that it works is that if everyone's got their own save, right? Like, but everything's shared. So, like, your save is in the same universe as my save, you know. So if you join my game, you go to where I am.
Okay.
And but you can go, like, if you wanted to, like, go like a million galaxies away.
And we'd still be in the same game, exactly. But I wouldn't know where the first... I feel like I'd lose you so much.
No, you wouldn't. It'd be fine. Because you can still see us, see each other. Like, on... Like, if you walked away, I could still see you.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, you're still in my lobby. And they showed, like, there's these 16-person lobbies. So people think that, like, if there was 30 people all next to each other, you'd only see 16 of them there, I guess. So that's how big the multiplayer lobbies are in a certain area. Just
you
because...
You should have just done this when the game was launched.
They should have, I guess, you know. To be fair... They never said that there was traditional multiplayer where you can, like, party up with someone. Because that's what they're doing now. But they did say you'd be able to see other players, and that was not the case. but now you'll be able to. Basically, this is the game that people wanted.
But how? 2 years?
Yeah, almost? 2 years. But that is the most amazing part, like, to me.
That they worked
is that
on
this
is
probably
time.
The most hated game
right.
I've ever been, like, ever seen, ever experienced. And they... just put their heads down and have been pumping out free updates for 2 years.
I give them credit.
It's like a 15-person team, and it's like any other indie... Like, they're an indie developer. Any other indie developer, I feel like, would have tried to make another game if they'd got that bad of a reaction. But now if you go on Steam, like, the recent reviews are very positive, and, like it's, like, turning everything around. And hopefully, I mean, I'm sure the servers are going to explode tomorrow, but that happens with anything.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, like, it is as good as people think it's going to be.
Yeah.
But it seems like from the leaked gameplay, it's, like, exactly what people want. So
I hope it. I think they deserve.
Yeah.
To. I think they're trying to make it right.
Yeah.
And you don't see that very often in the gaming business space anymore.
Yeah.
Or if you had ever, I don't know.
And they even said that they're doing weekly events
as
well. And there's going to be no loot boxes or microtransactions in the game.
Yeah. Is it still $20?
Or is it maybe on the Humble? I don't know. Like, I don't know how much the game actually is. On the Humble store, it was like $24. When it first came out, it was $60, I think. But I think the prices have been slashed. Like, the Xbox version might be like $30 or something, or I don't really know. Like, you can find it on sale. We can actually just check right now, because
they might see a boost. They got
though. They definitely will. I feel like there's so many articles coming out saying, like, it's time to go back to No Man's Sky. And I've always loved the game, so I'm really happy that they're finally doing this. And the best part is that they said this is just the beginning of updates. You know, they have... Oh, shit. I typed in No Man's Sky on this site that's supposed
and
to show me
it
deals.
It doesn't exist.
It says it doesn't exist. Why wouldn't it exist? No Man's Sky...
Price? You just go on Amazon, fine.
$60 on Steam, but...
Really?
That's what it shows here, at least. It might... Maybe it's... I don't know. Let's see on PS4 on Amazon.
25.
Used and new from 2390, yeah, but I don't know. What did I want to look up? Oh, the Humble store is where it was on sale. It might still be on sale. I was telling everyone I could, like, buy it on that store while you can, because there's a big update coming.
There it is.
Yeah, $60 on here.
I'm kind of baffled that it's still $60.
I mean...
I guess you have to because of how big the game is.
Yeah.
But
and also you got, like, they have been doing all these massive updates for free.
And I guess you can get it for pretty cheap on.
Yeah, you can get it for cheap. Yeah, it's been on sale a bunch too.
But is this this is went Steam? Yeah.
Yeah, this is on Steam. Well, through the Humble Bundle, but puts it on Steam for you.
What did you put? What's Gotcha?
Okay. Well, hold
on. What is that? Yeah, I've been wondering. All right.
So. The Gotcha.
Unless you want to keep talking about No Man's Sky.
No, I was just going to go over the Sea of Thieves update.
Okay, do that.
But, okay, we'll Sea of Thieves update.
Because I played this game once. That's Snow Day, one time.
It's fun.
I'm not denying that it's fun. I'm not saying it's not fun. I'm saying there's just not enough. There might be more. There's a giant
more.
Shark, so I'm out.
There's a bunch of megalodons that you can come across.
Anybody listening, one of my fears is sharks, so I don't like sharks.
And there's also...
I know about the shark. I know about the Kraken fighting the shark.
Yeah, but there's a new update coming out July 31st.
What's it do for
called
me?
Cursed Sails.
Yeah, what does it do?
And it introduces skeleton AI ships that spawn out of the water.
All right, that's kind
of
cool.
Come around and they fight you. Okay. And if you kill them, there's a bunch of loot on the ship that you can go and get. It also introduces an alliance system. So if we have a boat together and we see another crew... We can be like, hey, let's team up. And we literally, like, we match our sails and everything.
If we team up, can we kill each other?
I don't know.
That's
no one knows yet.
The fleet thing is cool.
Yeah, you can be a fleet and just go do shit together.
Cool.
Yeah, and you
share all rewards and stuff together.
Like
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's another update coming in September called Forsaken Shores. And this is a really cool one. This introduces a new area on the map that's like lava and volcanoes and shit. There's earthquakes that'll happen, and it also introduces a rowboat that you can take and like go onto islands and stuff and like put treasure on it.
That's
kind of
cool. The rowboat is healthy. Healthy.
It's healthy.
Helpful.
Yeah.
It's healthy for you because you won't get eaten by a shark.
Yeah. Or will you?
Can the megalodon attack you when you're in a rowboat?
I don't know. Maybe.
Can you just eat the boat whole and you're dead?
He could. He's attacking our sloop.
You never see the Kraken's face, right? You only see because
the water.
I wish you see his face.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't want to see its face.
Why not?
Because then if I'm seeing its face, it's gonna kill me.
Is the megalodon just like a big shark? Like, if you're in the water, can the megalodon swim around, or is it like the Kraken? Where
no, if you're in the water, you see.
Okay, that's terrifying.
It's got multiple eyes and a bunch of rows of teeth.
Multiple eyes?
Yeah, it's got like two eyes on each side, and it like
you know
it'll bite your ship and it's horrifying.
When I was younger,
it'll circle you too.
When I was younger, I was playing Banjo-Kazooie.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second or third level is the beach level. You learn how to fly in that level.
Yeah.
So there's also a shark in that level. So I would never, ever go in the water
in that case.
I was afraid of the shark.
Well, you should play Sea of Thieves. There's no shark. They actually removed the sharks.
Oh, yeah, you're lying now. We were just talking about the giant shark that's in the river. It's horrifying,
actually. We were sailing, and you just hear, like,
oh, that's awful.
And then you
that's,
see the big fin,
just,
like, come
that's
around.
Just, that's like my worst
And you're just
nightmare.
Like, oh, shit! And if
so
you go...
So you've been attacked by the,
yes,
by the shark?
Yes, yes.
Well, actually,
we saw it out. No, I've never been attacked by the Kraken.
What happens if you see it out? Are you just fucked and it's going to come and get you?
See what?
The shark, like, in the distance.
It'll start circling you. So they have multiple megalodons.
So it's different than the Kraken. Like, the Kraken will spawn on you, right?
Right, yeah.
But the megalodons are roaming. Is that
correct? Well, sort of. Like, they're not... Like, you can see it coming for you, but it's not going to spawn, like, super far away.
Okay.
Unless it's attacking another ship.
Okay.
Like, just to make sure that it's not, like...
Yeah. And you can kill it,
You
can kill
it,
right?
Yeah, you can kill it, yep. Yeah, so, but there's multiple megalodons, and each of them has, like, a different personality, they say.
Is there a nice
Some of them
one?
Won't attack you, they'll just circle you. Some of them are very aggressive, and I guess some of them are different sizes and things like that. But, when that update first came out, there's, like, they do a little, like, campaign.
Yeah.
Where, like, you had to go talk to this guy. And he told you about the megalodon, and then you had to team up with another crew and go and kill it.
Okay.
And it was in like a certain area of the map.
So you did that?
Yeah, and you had to like the guy that you met was like playing an instrument, and you had to go up to him and like play with him, and then like you got the same tune that he was doing, and then you had to go on your ship and keep playing and bring it to a certain area of the map, and then everyone had to play. Because like with
cool.
you, and then it summons the megalodon.
Oh,
yeah, and then you had to kill
that's
it.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was awesome, and we had like four crews going. And everyone's just like, go, go, go! Like shoot him. We lost some guys.
You're fighting a prehistoric shark.
Yeah, but
it's the biggest shark that ever lived.
It was
great.
It was awesome, and that's what they're doing with the. There's going to be a campaign for the skeleton AI ships, too.
That's cool. I like that. I didn't know that.
And it's cool because it's a limited time campaign, so it'll last, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So if you do it, you get, like, these exclusive items that say, like, you did this
and
stuff. Yeah. And they also, Sea of Thieves has been doing, like, these weekly, they're not weekly events, they're, like, they last for 2 weeks, but they're what they call them, weekly events, I guess. And one of them we were just doing, it's like there's all these statues that spawn, and some of them have different like amounts of health. So yeah. You have to go around and destroy them. If you do, then you can go to this guy and you can buy this exclusive gear that's only there for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 2 weeks, it switches to another event. So they do like events in between the updates, which has been a lot of fun.
That's maybe I'll jump back in.
Yeah, it's a lot better. Like, there's always stuff to do.
Yeah.
And then also in the Cursed Sails update, which is the next one, they're introducing the 3-player ship.
Which is cool. About that. Yeah,
so now there's 3 ships that you can use, which is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like to see they're working on it too.
They're working on fishing.
Okay.
They're working on cooking, so you can cook on your ship.
Okay.
And also they're introducing, I forgot about this too, cursed cannibal prostitutes that you can just spawn on your ship and just make it a baby. There's a bed in the captain's quarters, you just go at it.
But it's always a different, they look different every time.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like a gamble. It uses the random pirate generator. Yeah.
You get a dude.
Yeah, sometimes you just get a, you know, big roly-poly. But, yeah, so cursed cannonballs, that's something, a resource you'll be able to find. Uh-huh. So they're like special cannonballs that you can put in the cannons. And if you hit a ship, like, it'll make it fill up with water quicker.
Oh, that's cool.
If you hit a ship, it'll make everyone on the ship have to dance.
Oh, yeah. Like
things like
boogie
that.
Bombs.
Yeah, yeah, basically, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's like these things you can find in the world that can just make it fun when you're fighting. So
that's cool.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of cool stuff, and there's a bunch of other stuff that they already confirmed that they're working on too.
Microsoft needs to make that game good or they're gonna die.
Yeah, so it's games as a service too, so it's like, it's like there's never gonna be a Sea of Thieves 2.
Yeah, you
know? It's like always just gonna be evolving,
like The Culling.
Just like The Culling. Exactly. Full circle. All right, so the gotcha
tomorrow, Sea of Thieves 2 comes out in 2 days.
Yeah,
fuck that. It's like the game's not even out yet.
Mm-hmm. All right, You're supposed to do an update in a week for the first game.
Yeah, we're scrapping that.
Yeah.
What is this?
The gotcha.
I'm very confused. Is this third party? What is it?
You guys can't see it, but I'm wearing a bracelet.
I thought it was a Fitbit.
It kind of looks like a Fitbit. So this is, you can buy them at GameStop or Walmart.
Okay.
I got it off a website called Code Junkies. They're in the U.K.,
Is this like Nintendo branded or licensed?
No, this is it's a third party. Yes. Okay. So the Pokemon Go Plus, you know what that is?
Yeah, it's the little Pokeball.
Yeah. Right?
Is that it, but not a Pokeball?
So the Pokemon Go Plus.
Did you not want to wear a Pokeball?
No, it's not that. I would have. But the reason I got this one is because the Pokemon Go Plus, the official one, basically when you're near a Pokestop or a Pokemon, it'll like light up and you click it, and then like it'll try to catch the Pokemon, just throw like one Pokeball at it. If it catches it gets it. If it doesn't, it flees. Yeah. And then when you're near a Pokestop, you have to hit the button. This will do it automatically.
Oh, so you don't have to do anything.
So if
you're botting the game.
No, it's not botting. This is legal. Bunch of players use them.
Okay.
Because the game recognizes it as a Pokemon Go Plus.
So do you just walk around, and then at the end of the day, go in your app and check and see what you caught, because this thing is just doing it for you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, if there's a Pokemon spawning in this room, is that thing just going to
town? It's not connected right now.
Oh, okay.
But, so if I tap it, it says gotcha.
Yeah.
And then there's, this has a little check mark. This is for the Pokestop, so that's on.
Uh-huh.
I can turn that off if I don't want it to get any Pokestops.
Yeah, but why wouldn't
this
you?
Is for the Pokemon. Okay. I have that off.
Okay.
Because it actually prioritizes catching Pokemon over getting Pokestops.
Okay.
So when I'm driving, I don't want it to care about Pokemon. I want it to
just the stops. Gotcha.
Just get the stops. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And that's another great thing. It's great for driving.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just drive and
now you just don't have to like get a car accident to get
exactly
the extra balls.
This will catch only new Pokemon.
Oh, that's cool.
And then this is vibrate if I want that on. And then this just means it's connected or not.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
He's showing me like the different images on the
watch. And you can take this out and charge.
Oh,
it's rechargeable.
Cool.
The other one's not rechargeable.
Okay.
And this will last like days.
Really?
Maybe even weeks.
So question. Why did you get back into Pokemon Go? Was it before the Let's Go games?
No,
or?
It was because of the Let's Go games.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
once I heard that you could sync stuff over, the 151 Pokemon, or 150,
whatever
it is.
Original one's excluding Mew. You have to buy the
Pokeball
to get Mew.
I don't care about
Mew. I like Mew. Okay.
Yeah. Although I'm working to get Mew, but also because they added some
cool
features.
You can't transfer Mew.
I know.
You have to get the ball.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I like the stuff that they've done with Pokemon Go.
Like the raids and stuff.
The raids are cool. Like, it's, I'm part of a Discord group that
Daniel and the Tom and Johns, they were talking about it in one of their episodes, like how he met a ton of people.
Yeah, I mean, I was at a place near us, and there were two people there. This was on Articuno Day, so there's a three-hour window where you can, all the gyms are Articuno raids.
Yeah.
So people just form these big trains, like carpools and stuff, and they just go. Like, my boss is telling me they had just had Zapdos Day on Saturday. I wasn't able to do it because I was out of town, but he said him and his friends, they hit up like 20 gyms in a row, just in like
just
getting Zapdos. Yeah. Like,
so they had a ton of Zapdos.
Well, so the way it works is, like,
when these things were just legendary, you that was just like fucking oddishes.
Yeah. So the way it works is, like, well, you can't get a Zapdos now.
Only on the raids.
Like, well, only on the community day. Okay. So, like, or whenever they had
but still,
it originally.
You can get like 50 of them.
You could. Well, you could, sort of. The way that it works is, like, you do the raid with other people, and, like, you know, there's the three teams in Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
The blue, red, yellow, mm-hmm. we'll just call them. So if you are doing a raid and there's only me and you are yellow, everyone else is different color, at the end of the raid, you have a chance to catch whatever Pokemon that you just defeated.
Yeah.
And you get bonus Pokeballs at the end according to how many people on your team were in the raid. So if it's only me and you, we're going to get like two extra Pokeballs. So we'll have like six chances to try to catch them.
Can we use balls we already had?
No, like it gives you like a special raid Pokeball. Yeah. So you have six chances to try to catch it.
I apologize to listeners that might know this already.
Yeah, so...
I know this stuff.
So that's why, like, it's not guaranteed that you're going to catch them. And that's why you want to try to do raids with people who are on your team.
So you're pretty excited for the Let's Go games.
I am, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get it or not.
You son of a... it looks like fun. I'm pretty excited
for it. I'm not saying
it
won't be fun. It's just, I don't know.
Well, I'm excited for it.
Because I don't really play Pokemon Go.
You should.
And
why not get back into it?
I don't know.
It's fun.
And
do it.
I mean, you have to to catch the Pokemon in the Let's Go games. You have to legit throw it like Pokemon Go. So I don't know how I felt. I wish it was a more traditional.
Yeah, well,
like,
I mean,
just
everything
a straight
else
remake
about it
of
is,
Yellow. I would have been like creaming.
Everything
my
else about it is pretty traditional.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I see the side by sides of like Viridian Forest from the OG games and this, and it's like, oh, it looks so cool.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I will definitely get the Gen 8. I think it's 8. One when it comes out next year or whenever.
That
looks super cool.
But
I haven't seen it yet.
I'll be getting the Pikachu version. Let's go. Just because
Eevee sucks.
Eevee's cool.
You can transfer Eevees and everything.
I know.
You can't evolve the Pikachu you get though. Like the starter Pikachu.
Oh really?
You can't evolve them, but you can.
Yeah, I have a bunch of
Pikachus.
I got Pikachus with sunglasses and hats on.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, the
like,
summer one.
It's like dressing up your dog.
Yep. So that's what the gotcha is. And the last topic here, because we're coming up on the hour mark, is something I just wanted to talk about. So actually, we have two topics left. We'll just go over this one real quick. It's Mafia 3, and you said you didn't see this article.
No.
So basically, Mafia 3, we've never played it, but... they had an initial opening for the game that was cut, and apparently it was because it was too intense. And what the opening was is, let me take a look here. I just want to make sure I get this right because it has to do with like history, I guess.
I mean, how intense could it be when you have that one level in, what was it, Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 2 on the airport?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was brutal.
People.
Yeah.
Like, they got flack for that.
Yeah. All right. So, this is from Kotaku. Speaking at the Brighton Develop conference yesterday, as reported by Eurogamer, Mafia 3 director Hayden Blackman and executive producer Andrew Wilson talked about the scene, which featured protagonist Lincoln Clay and a group of friends being attacked. That scene was meant to explain why Clay left to fight in Vietnam, but ultimately didn't work in the full context of the game. Mafia 3's depiction of racial prejudice includes multiple characters raining slurs at Clay.
So it was racist.
A mission to assassinate a KKK leader.
Yeah.
And mechanics where police are slower to respond to impoverished, predominantly black neighborhoods. I don't know how to say words.
impoverished? That's not right either. I'm just going to stop.
Yeah. So. So yeah, it was just like a racist thing. But honestly, when I was reading this, I didn't think it was that bad for like what we've seen. Like, yeah, like the Call of Duty thing I was gonna bring up. Like that was way worse.
Unlike and they did Wolfen, it. Some stuff in Wolfenstein.
Yeah, like I don't know. And you're a mobster, you know, it's like you got no limits.
Yeah.
In the mafia. I just want to bring that up.
I guess where today's society is, it's like
yeah. I mean, Mafia 3 is kind of old, though. I think it's like a few years old.
Yeah, but still, these topics have been around. But I mean,
yeah,
I don't remember any games where you've seen like a KKK or anything like that.
Yeah, me either. But I mean, there's Nazis and in Wolfenstein, and you kill and all that stuff.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's just a tender subject, and some places probably the game would have been banned because of that scene. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they'd rather just cut it than not have their plat game on in some countries.
Yeah.
Because I think Australia is always pretty tight, I think. Oh, okay. Maybe, it might be wrong. Or I don't know. Germany? I might be wrong. They changed Wolfenstein, too.
Yeah, Germany. I know, yeah.
They took Hitler's mustache away. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I never played Mafia. Never really had an interest for it, so.
And the other thing I just want to bring up briefly was Nintendo. This is from Polygon. Nintendo sues to shut down two big ROM sites. One has already shuttered. Another has pulled NES ROMs from its catalog. So basically, the interesting part about this is usually Nintendo, they're not obviously not a big fan of people kind of making stuff that's too close to what they have created.
ROMs are like, that's the game.
I know. Well, usually for these type of sites and things like that, they'll send a cease and desist.
Right.
But now they have gone into full suing mode.
Yeah.
And what they have done is, let me just see here.
Because I think the couple Pokemon like fan made games, they sent cease and desist orders.
Yeah. But the interesting
Pokemon Uranium. Yeah. I think it was.
But the interesting part about this is that they want to charge, I think it's $150,000 per ROM.
That's
so it
crazy.
Ends up being a $100 million range.
They don't need that
here.
Money. They're just, they just want to flex their muscles, man.
So those sites are going to shut down. So get your ROMs before it goes down.
I have all the games on like the classic systems anyway, but God, I hope they make an N64 one.
But, honestly, this brings up another point that I think we can just end on is Nintendo has to wonder why are people, other than trying to get the games for free, why are people going to these sites and downloading games? Well, it's because they want to play the old games on their PC or on their laptops, whatever it might be, or even on their iPads, on their Android phones. Why don't you just, Nintendo, just release retro games on the Switch.
Do you know how much money they would make?
Or release it in the Android Play Store or the iOS Store.
I remember when the SNES Classic came out. I think I told you and some other people.
Yeah.
It was $80 for the SNES Classic. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get one. They were really hard to pre-order. I'm like, if they just put these games on a bundle on the Switch, I would pay $80 for all these games.
Yep.
But they don't do that. Yep. Like, That's probably way cheaper for them too. They don't have to make little boxes and shit.
Yeah.
And I would, they'd still get the $80. Like I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why they're not doing it. And another interesting part is that the Switch was recently hacked. So you can, there's like a hardware thing that you can plug into the USB-C port on the bottom.
Yeah.
And you have to like block one of the part of the Joy-Cons or something. And then you can boot like this custom firmware on there, and you can actually download like play ROMs on it. Like people had like PlayStation ROMs and NES ROMs. Like it's possible. It's not like the hardware can't support
the
it.
Hardware can do it. You're playing indie games like Meat Boy and stuff. It can play Super Mario.
Yeah, like, just release like a Link to the Past for $5 on this, or even $15, and people will pay for it. Yeah,
it's not...
You're going to make so much money, Nintendo. Just do it. Get a team working on it.
But instead, they're remaking Luigi's Mansion for the 3DS.
Yeah,
and killing my dreams.
I know. I don't understand.
I saw that. I was like, Luigi's Mansion's getting released, and I like, yeah. Then I saw it was on 3DS, and I just immediately wanted to dream about the
Wii. How long will it take for Nintendo to like have just a conference where every game they announce is for the Switch? Like, when will the 3DS be phased out?
Even if you're making, like, they should, if they want to, just make it for both.
Yeah.
It can't be that different. Like, the code base is the same. Like, it can't be that.
Is it the same?
It's the same shit. Like, maybe they're up-resing it or they made it for 3D, but I would play the shit out of Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, me too.
It's on the 3DS.
Yeah, now I'm stuck waiting for Dead Cells. When I could, I mean, that's a great game too, but I could be playing, like, you know, if there's like a gap in between game releases that I'm waiting for, like, I'd happily pay $15 for an old Zelda game just to play.
Dude, I want to play Ocarina of Time again so bad, but it's like,
Even older than that, like, I'd play the first Zelda.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'd play the first Metroid, like, just to do it and just to have it on my Switch.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't know. They're making so much money, they don't have to do that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Even though it would make us happy, it's more work for them.
Yeah. Damn it.
But I don't know. I want an N64 Classic. I want one so bad. But I think it's getting later and later. I don't know if it's going to happen.
We'll see. You know what they're going to do?
$20? They're going to announce it.
N64 collection for the 3DS. No, I'm just kidding.
That would be the worst.
That would. People would riot in the streets.
I don't know. Yeah. They're gonna release an N64 Classic when I'm in Florida and I can't.
Yeah.
I won't be around. I'll spend an arm and a leg on Amazon to get one.
Do it.
I mean, I bought 3 SNES Classics.
Yeah.
I gave one away and sold one. I still have one for me, but I don't know. I like that shit, so
yeah.
You know, I like to collect things. It's bad.
All right then. So that's going to wrap the podcast up, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. We kind of went over an hour there talking about a slew of things. Yes, and please leave your feedback. Tweet at us, at The Real Spoons or at Bags Gaming, and just let us know what you think about it. And if you have any topics you want us to talk about, I feel like we should probably set up something where, like, people can submit topics.
Can you do,
topics.
Like, a Google Docs or something?
Yeah, I can do, like, a Google form or something like that, but I just got to be able to set it up and
I mean, for this one,
you
can just tweet it at us if you want. But.
Yeah, if you want to. So, excuse me. You can also, if you just want to use, like, a hashtag rather than tweet at us, just do, like, hashtag...
Two douchebags and a mic.
Yeah, do hashtag two douchebags and a mic, or no, MWM cast. Mistakes Were Made cast. Or, you know, MWM cast.
And I think, what is this on now? SoundCloud?
We got it on SoundCloud. We're going to try to get it on Google Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify.
Spotify's a bitch, I heard, to get podcasts on, so.
Yeah, we'll try to get it on, you know, Atari, NES, maybe 3DS, you know.
I mean, that's
we'll contact
everybody
Nintendo.
Wants the good games on the 3DS.
Yeah. But thank you for listening, everybody. Appreciate it.
Yep, it was fun.
And we'll do another podcast soon. All right? Take it easy.
Peace.
Where's the fucking mouse?